Do you like working outdoors and are not afraid of heights? Then working for the Green Bank Observatory may be just the ticket for you this summer. Mike Sweeney, the technical manager for telescope operations at the GBO, says they are recruiting structural painters this summer.
Some of what that job entails is painting on the GBT. You'll be working at heights from 235 feet up to 400 feet on different pieces of equipment.
They're looking to hire about 20 painters, with a few of those slots already filled. And if hired, Mike says you'll get some specialized training.
One type of training is rope access training. This is mainly for people doing their second year as a structural painter. So you might have to make it through one season to be able to come to this training class. But it's where you are trained to rescue someone who may be or may not be incapacitated at a great height. So it involves knot tying, it involves rigging, and it involves rappelling on ropes. Very interesting and fun training to do. It's about a week long.
You'll also be trained on the fine points of using heavy equipment like a snorkel lift or cherry picker, a large industrial forklift, and spider aerial lifts.
These are just baskets that you ride in that operates off a electric winch principle. So basically you're hauled up a cable, and we have upwards from 200 feet to 400 foot lengths of cable, and you ride that on up and paint underneath the dish.
Sweeney says no special skills are needed to apply for the job, just a willingness to put in 4 10-hour days of what can be challenging work depending on the weather conditions. He says they paint the telescope every summer. Even with a full crew of 20, they can only paint about 11% of the huge structure each year. He says the job will last about 5 months, but there will be a few weeks off during that time to allow for astronomical observations. Precautions such as temperature checks and screening questions are requirements, as is being vaccinated.
For a structural painting position, well, for everyone on site, we have a vaccine mandate at this time. So you have to be vaccinated for COVID-19 for access to the observatory grounds.
Because of the extra precautions this year, the starting pay is a little higher at $19 per hour. Jill Molesky, Public Information Officer for the GBO, says they appreciate the job opportunities that the GBO can offer to local residents. And she says there's always the chance that a painting job may lead to a new career.
Even folks who start off as a structural painter, some of them have been inspired to pursue a longer, more permanent career with the observatory. A couple years ago, we had a woman painter, Laura Lazorek, and she was on the crew and she had such a good time. She was an intern in 2020. Who knows, maybe one day she'll end up being one of our full-time staff, someone heading a division at the observatory.
Sweeney offers one more enticement for applying to be a structural painter.
It's a good introduction to, basically automation here at the observatory and to a new field that's coming out that's called mechatronics, basically. And so what that means is just you basically work on everything mechanical or electronics that are involved of a control system that's remotely operated. So if you want to learn how to move something with the keystroke from a computer, the observatory is an excellent place to start, especially in this part of the country.
The next hiring date for structural painters at the GBO is May 24th. You must apply online at greenbankobservatory.org. You'll find a link to job postings at the bottom of the homepage. The Green Bank Observatory is a sponsor of Allegheny Mountain Radio. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.